This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you run a small business that makes stuff, the last thing you want to deal with is other people stealing your ideas, stealing your products. That's exactly what happened to Dave Munson. He's the founder and CEO of Saddleback Leather. They make higher-end leather stuff, bags and the like. But instead of suing or moping around once he got pirated, he made a video that teaches people exactly how to make his leather bags, fighting fire with fire, if you will, by putting it on YouTube and pointing out how cheap the knockoffs really are. Here's a cut.
This is actually the bottom half of the hide. This is like the genuine leather. What they do is they shave off the top half, and they sell it to people like myself, and they shave off the bottom half, and they sell it to people like you.
It's pretty clever, actually, that video was. So we called them up to chat about it. Mr. Munson, good to have you with us.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Give us, if you would, the very quick origin story of Saddleback Leather.
Okay, so in 99, I volunteered as an English teacher near Mexico City, and I needed a bag to carry my books. So I found a bag maker. He said he would make my bag if I gave him a design. So I drew it all out because I had it in my head. Mm-hmm. He made it. Everyone loved it. And moved to Juarez and ended up sleeping on the floor with my dog for 3 years with no hot water so I could get these bags made. All the money I saved, I would send down to this father and son team, and they would make these bags and send them up to me.
They make the bags. They do really well. You start selling them, and sure enough, people start knocking you off.
So people started knocking us off, and I was told it would happen. And
were you really? Did they warn you ahead of time? They were like, yeah, no, this is going to get stolen.
Well, actually, some customers said, oh, these are going to be popular.
Huh.
And so you just expect it. They're going to knock you off. And sure enough, they do a really good job. In fact, I ran into a guy in the airport about 3 months ago, and I said, hey, that's a nice bag. You know, and I thought it was my bag. And he goes,
Wait. Did you really, from afar, you thought it was actually yours?
I thought it was mine. So I was walking toward him. I go, hey, that's a nice bag. And he goes, thanks. And I really thought it was mine. And so I said to him, so where'd you find out about Saddleback? And he goes, who?
Oh.
And I go, well, isn't that a Saddleback bag?
Oh, man.
And anyway, so he said, well, no, I got it on eBay or something. And I said, oh, well, I designed it. And so, all right, you have a nice day. And, he was embarrassed, apparently. I didn't mean to embarrass him or anything. But
you get called out by the guy who started the company. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Which gets us to this video that you made. What was the thought process? I mean, did you just say, you know what, the heck with these guys? I'm going to go right at them and you know, tongue firmly in cheek, help them knock me off.
I thought, hey, what if we showed people our quality? And the idea came. And then we just dogged on the people who were knocking us off. It would put doubt in everyone's mind whether or not they want to buy a knockoff or not, and it worked.
The video itself is it takes apart the making of the bag, and it talks about the leather and the materials and the workforce. What's the reaction been inside the company? Is anybody coming up to you and going, "Hey, Dave, man, don't do this. Don't tell them how to do this."
Yeah, they're like, "Why are you doing this?" And I was thinking, well, they're already knocking them off, and so rather than try to sue people and try to do all this extra work, why don't we just make fun of them and put doubt in everyone's mind about them?
Dave Munson is the founder and CEO of Saddleback Leather. We've got a link to that video on our website. It is definitely worth a couple of minutes to check it out. Dave, thanks very much for your time.
Hey, thank you.